Ben. We are set to go. Ball in the air, controlled by the Cougars. Arnhart has it. He'll walk it across half court, picked up by nobody. Bears back in a zone here to start. Looks like they're guarding the wings out, and nobody coming out and picking up the point. Sneed now finally does. They'll bring it out to McCandless. Bears with a little matchup zone here. Arnhart drives in, looking for help, backs it back out. Now goes to the basket, bounce pass underneath to McCandless, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Bear basketball. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Shot clock was running down there. They were able to get the steal, though. Sneed with it. Sneed will slowly walk it across half court. A little bit of pressure. He'll cross half court with it. On the dribble, picks up the dribble, needs help, gives it to Michaels on the left wing. Michaels pass underneath. It's going to go off of Sneed and out of bounds. So both teams with a turnover here. Maybe a little nervous here to start. First round action of the tournament here. The Bad Boy Mowers, Roddy Brogdon Invitational. Arnhart again crosses half court, walks into a three-pointer, doesn't take it. They go to McCandless, back out to Arnhart, not going to guard him, daring him to shoot. Missed the shot, rebound pulled down by Blake Rogers. Blake on the dribble gives it off to Sneed, and he'll bring it up the left side just across half court. Picked up there by number four, Everett. Bounce pass underneath to Michaels. Michaels, one bounce, powers it up, can't get it to go, fight for the rebound. Pulled down by number 12, Black. Kaysen Black, he goes underneath to McCandless. McCandless looks like he might have traveled. Gets it in the corner again. Arnhart, with nobody within 15 feet of him, they are daring him to shoot. They go underneath, back out. Everett will shoot the three, and it's good. Everett with the first three of the ball game. Cougars on top. Garrett Odell almost lost it on the dribble. Gets it out to Sneed, over to Michaels. That's Curtis Michaels. Backdoor cut to Rogers, and the ball rolls on the floor. Who hit it last? They say the Bears touched it last. Cougar basketball. Slow start so far for the Bears. Haven't even got up a shot yet. We played 2 minutes with a basketball. Spray will bring it up. Spray, good player, very athletic. He'll pass it over to Arnhart. Arnhart back out to Black, now to Everett. Everett for three. It's good. Two in a row for Jude Everett. Said Jade. I apologize for that. It is Jude. Sneed with the basketball comes across half court. It's 6-0. Izzard County with the lead. They lob it inside to Caleb Michaels. Caleb turns, and he's tied up. Jump ball. It'll belong to the Bears. Caleb brought the ball down a little bit, put it right in the hands of McCandless. Good defense by Xander. Bears turn the ball over again. Black with the steal. It's loose on the floor. He gets back to it. Black on the dribble. He'll back it back out. Shot now for Black on the way. No good. Rebound fought for, controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Garrett Odell with it. He's going to cross half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Sneed. Braxton looking inside. Finds Michaels on the left wing. Curtis, one dribble, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. That's no good. And McCandless pulls down the rebound. Cougars so far in control of this. McCandless with it. He's going to fire the three. It's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Good box out, but then didn't get the ball. And Cougars did. They'll fire the shot up, and Sneed this time will pull down the defensive board. Braxton Sneed. 6-0, 4:41 left to play first quarter. Bears still looking for their first points. They're struggling here offensively to get anything going. Braxton Sneed going to drive down the lane. His pass underneath, knocked away and stolen by the Cougars. Cougars' defense has just been really good here in the first 3.5 minutes. Spray goes to the basket. Beautiful pass off to McCandless. And with that, Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 8-0, Izzard County with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to the A.O. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Bears still scoreless here. It's 8-0. Isard County with the lead. Isard County, again, comes with that full court pressure, making the Bears work. Matheny, by the way, checks in for Mammoth Spring. He came in for Curtis Michaels. Also in is Chandler Sims. He's in for Caleb Michaels. So the Bears started out big. They go a little smaller now. Odell's going to fire a three. That's no good. Long rebound. It's chased down by Spray. Spray to the basket. Puts it up. Had it blocked by Odell. Odell made the block, but the ball went out of bounds. It still belongs to Isard County. Bears really struggling here offensively early on. Everett with a basketball gives it over to Arnhart. Arnhart drives to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by Snead, and that's going to be a reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get Xander McCandless. And it was McCandless with the first foul of the ball game. And the Bears will get it back. This time Cougars backing off the pressure. Snead will bring it into the front court. Braxton on the dribble. He's going to pull up for the jumper. That's on the way, no good. Odell with a rebound. That is Matheny. Matheny couldn't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Everett. There's a lid on that basket. Arnhart with it again. They back off of him, daring him to shoot. He takes it in the lane, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound by Rogers. Off to Chandler Sims. Sims will hand it back to Odell. Garrett with the basketball. 3:14 left to play first quarter. Bears still looking for their first point. Snead right wing. They work it inside to Matheny. Matheny cross to Sims. Sims fakes the three, comes back out to Odell. Odell down the lane, and we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to belong to Isard County. Curtis Michaels back into the ball game. He'll come in. Matheny out. Bears will set up the defense here. Trailing by 8 and have not scored. Lucky they're not down more. Isard County's missed some open shots. Spray with it. He drives to the basket, puts it up on the run. Can't get to go. Curtis Michaels pulls down a strong rebound. Sims up the floor to Rogers. Blake back out to Sims. Chandler, the top of the key, will hand off to Odell. Garrett Odell on the left wing to Snead. Out to Sims. Chandler, one dribble, picks it up, gives it off to Rogers. He'll fire for three. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Cougars. Nobody in front of them. Spray going in, puts the shot up and in. 10-0, double-digit lead now for the Cougars here with 2:14 left to play first quarter. And Sims threw it right behind Snead, out of bounds, right to the Isard County bench. So another turnover on the Bears. They are really struggling here early. Kason Black with a basketball. He'll hand it off. Three-pointer on the way, shot by number 10 who just checked in, and that is Melton, Keaton Melton. Bears get the basketball. Got to get something going here. 1:57 left to play first quarter just to see something go in the bucket right now. Off to Rogers. He's going to fire a long three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Sims. Back up and in and a foul. Bears get their first points on an offensive rebound from Chandler Sims. Cuts the lead back to 8. He'll go up the line here to try to complete a three-point play. 1:45 left to play first quarter. Free throw by Sims is on the way. It's good. So Chandler with the first 3 points of the ball game. Inbound play. They'll bring it in to Spray, and he'll bring it up the floor. And when he gets across half court, he's going to be picked up by Curtis Michaels. Over to Black. Black back out. Big number 41 who's checked in. That's Robbins, Sebastian Robbins. Spray almost lost it, but it went right to Melton. Pass ball is knocked loose. Good defense there by Garrett Odell. Shot clock is down to 8. Kason Black with it. Black going to pull up from the free throw line. It's good. He backed up the defender, then pulled up to the easy jumper from the free throw line. Sims with the basketball. He stood across half court to Snead. Snead down low to Curtis Michaels. About a 15-footer off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Robbins. Up the floor to Black. Black on the dribble, pushing it. Goes in. Nice pass off the spray. And the ball crawls over the edge of the rim and in. 14-3, an 11-point Cougar lead, their biggest of the ball game. Chandler Sims off to Rogers, and the pass is going to go out of bounds. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Gives it back to the Cougars. More substitutions. Number 14, Mulkey, Lane Mulkey checking in. Spray will get a breather. Been a good first quarter for the Cougars, not so much for the Bears. 14-3, 35 seconds left, 30 on the shot clock. Black out front. He's standing at the big H at half court. And now he's going to take it to the right side. Now dribbles back across, just holding the ball here, running the clock down. There's about a three-second difference here, it looks like, in the shot clock and the game clock. Case and Black now on the dribble, trying to get around the defender. Kicks it back out to Melton. Shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound. Sebastian Robbins back up and in. And at the end of one quarter, your score is 16-3. Isser County Cougars with a big lead over the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Huge shipments of new Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles are arriving daily. Call today to put your name on one this holiday season. We have a huge selection of new trucks and SUVs for the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to the A.O. Hudson Center here in Highland, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Bears down big after one quarter, 16-3 to the Izzard County Cougars. Now, you remember the Battle of the Border Championship. Bears were down by double digits in the first half to the Cougars. Came back, took a brief lead in the fourth quarter before the Cougars held on for the two-point victory. Snead's going to fire for three. That's no good. Air ball taken out of the air by number 14, Mulkey. Back the other way. Cash Arnhart, he'll hand off to Spray, who's back in the ball game. Over to number 14, Mulkey. Mulkey's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. Robbins with a nice rebound inside. Can't get to go. Gets the rebound back. Kicks it out. He'll swing it around. Mulkey thought about the three. Into the corner. Melton's wide open. He'll fire the three up and in. Keaton Melton's first three, and now it's a 16-point Cougar lead, 19-3. Chandler Sims with the basketball, picks up the dribble, gets it off to Odell. And they are really harassing Garrett everywhere he goes. Don't want to get him started. He's the leading scorer for the Bears on the season. Chandler Sims takes it all the way around the outside. His pass almost picked off. Goes to Odell. He's a little hesitant there. He's wide open, but maybe thought about it a little bit. Sims gets the ball. He'll pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound off the hands of Snead and into the hands of Melton. Cougars back the other way. Spray with it. Spray. Going to pull up for three. It's good. Good-looking shot there from Spray. He's got seven. And Coach Cooper wants another timeout. 22-3. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back here to the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Mammoth Spring Bear is struggling here early, trailing Ensign County 22-3 with 6:35 left to play first half. Bears with the basketball. Snead will bring it up the floor, gives it off to Odell. Odell dribbles left side, now back to the top of the key, picks up his dribble, needs help. Brings it out to Rogers in the corner to Sims, to Snead. Underneath now to Michaels. Caleb will put it up and in. Caleb Michaels, the big man for the Bears, getting on the scoreboard here. Maybe that'll open up that goal down there. Seems like it's had a lock on it. With a basketball, number 14, Malky. He shoots the three and knocks it down. They dared him. They ran at him and then backed off. He shot it. 25-5, 20-point Bear lead now. Snead almost lost that ball. They work it in to Michaels. Michaels on the floor. Good recovery. Gets it out to Sims. And then Sims tried to go back inside to Michaels, and Michaels was turned to go after a rebound. Oh, tough pass there. We're going to have a out-of-bounds call. Turnover as Spray looked like he might have sprained his ankle a little bit there. Matheny in. And see, Curtis Michaels back in. Caleb and Chandler Sims goes out. Braxton Snead will give it off to Odell. Odell with Arnhart on him. Cash Arnhart playing good defense on the Bears' point guard. With a basketball, Rogers picks up his dribble, gives it off to Odell. He'll fire for three. That's no good, and the rebound comes out to Spray. He turns, throws a baseball pass down the floor to Melton. Melton thought about the three. Didn't take it. Comes back out to Malky, to Arnhart. They play catch with it out above the three-point line, opposite wings. Arnhart drives in, now lobs it underneath, or tried to, and the ball is saved by Garrett Odell off the feet of Cash Arnhart. 20-point Cougar lead. Bears will inbound. Still plenty of time, but they just got to get their offense going. Right now, they can't throw in the ocean. With a basketball, Matheny, Aiden back into the ballgame for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Aiden Matheny drives in, lost the ball on the dribble. It's loose, picked up by Sebastian Robbins. Another turnover on the Bears. Spray with it, crosses half court. He's guarded by Matheny. Gives it off to Malky. Malky takes a couple of dribbles to Arnhart. He's going to take a three. That's no good. Melton with a rebound, but they're going to get him on the foul coming over the back of Garrett Odell, who had good inside position. More substitutions, mass substitutions for the Cougars. Looks like they brought four new players in. We'll get them as we play here. Braxton Snead takes the inbound from Garrett Odell, and he's going to bring it up the floor. Well, gives it back to Odell. They got to hurry up and get it across half court. They are real close to a backcourt violation. Did get it across. Snead looking inside, gets it over to Michaels. Curtis, pull-up jumper is on the way. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and going to be picked up by Aiden Matheny. And now lost. Cougars diving on the floor after the basketball. And Coach Cooper not happy. He wants to see his team take better care of the basketball. Bears, another substitution. Chandler Sims back in. Aiden Matheny out. Inbound play here. Snead will bring it across half court. Still a 20-point lead. 25-5. Snead inside to Michaels, and it's knocked away. Another turnover. Careless pass off the Spray. Spray on the dribble. He's going to back out. Fires a three. Tough shot. Rebound, though, bounces out right into the hands of Everett, who's checked back in. Arnhart has it. Looks like the Cougars back to their starters here. Kaysen Black on the dribble, picks it up, now looking for help. goes to spray in the corner. Right side, he's guarded by Sims, trying to get around. Bounce pass under to McCandless, out to Arnhart. He'll fire for three, and he finally got one to go. They've been daring him to shoot it. He's got three. It's 28-5 now. Sims off the sneak. Bears had another turnover, knock away by the Cougars up the floor, and a good save there by Blake Rogers. Knocked the ball loose from behind. And the Bears will set up their defense here, trailing by 23. Inbound play here to McCandless. He'll come out to Arnhart. Back over to Everett. Back to Arnhart. Arnhart on the dribble. Backs it back out. He'll give it to Kason Black on the left wing. Black with Odell on him. Out to Everett. He'll fire for three. Everett is 3-for-3 from the three-point line. He's got 9 points. 31-5. Odell with the basketball, crosses half court, hands off to Rogers. Over to Snead. Snead looking inside and threw it right to Arnhart. Another turnover. Cougars with the basketball. Across the floor, Kason Black thought about it, drives in, kicks it back out. They swing it in the corner, spray for three. That's good. Gabe Spray now in double figures with 10. It's 34-5, a steal by Everett. He couldn't get the layup to go, and the rebound pulled down by Sims. And then Sims threw it away, trying to get it over to Snead. Bears just really careless with the basketball. Rice Nicholson and Colton Boddy going to check in now for Mammoth Spring. Snead and Sims will head to the sideline. Coach Cooper desperate to try to find somebody that can take care of the basketball. On the drive, Arnhart out to Malky. They'll swing it around to Black. He thought about the three. We're down to 140 to play here in this first half. Cougars, Everett finally missed the three, but McCandless was there for the rebound and draws the foul as he went back up. Xander McCandless with a nice offensive board. He'll go to the line. Cougars just seem more into this one. They are after every loose ball right now. Xander McCandless with his third point of the ball game makes it a 30-point lead now, 35-5. McCandless will set for the second. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Boddy. He'll hand to Garrett Odell, and Garrett across half court on the dribble. Odell with the basketball. He's going to drive in, puts the shot up. Tough shot by Garrett. Off the glass, maybe that'll get him going. Garrett, I think, just decided he wasn't going to pass it. He's just going to shoot it. He turned it over every time they pass it. So 35-7, the 28-point lead. McCandless has it top of the key, hands off to Black. Black out to Malky. He's going to fire for three, and that's good. Lane Malky's second three-pointer. He's got six. And the Cougars are rolling. 38-7, down to 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Blake Rogers kicks it out. Two Bears in the same place. Both of them had a hand on it. Blake Rogers for three now. That's no good. Five for the rebound. Out to Rogers. Rogers puts it up short. McCandless with the rebound. Bears will come back on defense here. It looks like the Cougars, with the shot clock off, may play for the final shot here of the half. Leading by 31 points. After the game we saw at Mammoth Spring, really didn't see this one coming. Had such a good competitive ball game between the Bears and the Cougars in the battle for the border. Spray with it. Spray to the basket. He's going to put it off the glass for an easy two. He's got 12. Still 1 second left. Shot at the buzzer is no good. And your score at the half, 40-70. The Insert County Cougars lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll be back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 and Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
All right, welcome back again here to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas for the Bad Boy Mower Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. And so far, first half here of this first game today has been all Izzard County Cougars. 33-point halftime lead, 40-7 over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Looking at the scoring, the Cougars led by Gabe Spray. Gabe with 12 first-half points. 9 for Jude Everett, all 9 on three-pointers. Lane Malky right now has 6 points. Looks like 3 points for Xavier McCandless, 3 points for Cash Earnhardt, 2 for Sebastian Robbins, and 2 for Kason Black. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, not much scoring. They were led in the first half by Chandler Sims with 3 points and then 2 apiece for Caleb Michaels and Garrett Odell. Yeah, just 7 points. And they probably got 20 or more turnovers in that first half. Just could not take care of the basketball. And so we'll see if they can get that corrected here, at least play the Bear basketball we've been used to seeing all season long. This is a good basketball team, 16-3 on the season. And they are really, really struggling here today. And sometimes you'll have days like that, I guess. It's just unfortunate they're doing it here in the first round of this tournament. Like I said, it was a 2-point game at Mammoth Spring between the Cougars and the Bears in that championship game of the Battle of the Border. Of course, that was Bears at home, but still, you would think the game would be closer than this one is right now. Cougars have dominated every aspect of the game here ever at. I mean, they have dominated on defense, dominated on offense, have 40 first-half points, and held the Bears to just 7 points. Again, the winner of this game automatically moves into the semifinals on Thursday. They'll play Thursday at 6:45. For the losers, they'll go into the consolation bracket, playing at 12:30 on Thursday. Again, the change here that kind of moved things around. There was a team that dropped out. They took New School, which was scheduled to play the winner of this game, and moved them into the Outlaw Division to play there tomorrow. Of course, we'll have that game right here on K-Country 95 with the Bobcats take on New School. 8 o'clock tip-off in that game. All right, so I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Bears basketball. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic at Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer. Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. Both teams are getting warmed up. We are just a couple of minutes away from our second half. We'll take a break back here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And again, welcome back here to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland. The Bears set to start the second half here, trailing by 33, 40-7. Could be a quick second half if the Bears don't pick it up here. Going a little bit different here with the starting lineup. Wow, I'll have to go through all the numbers. Bears going deep into their bench here. They'll come out with Colton Boddy along with Rice Nicholson, Gavin Vandiver, number 10 is Skylar Davis, and number 11 is Richard Gatewood. So Bears taking the starters out. Nice defensive play there by Vandiver. Knocked the ball away. Bears couldn't pick it up. Three-pointer by Spray is on the way. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Bears. Rice Nicholson with it. Nicholson bringing the ball up the floor on the dribble. Bounce pass underneath to Boddy. Boddy is trapped, comes back out. Three-pointer on the way is blocked, and the rebound pulled down by the Cougars. Quickly the other way, Spray tried to throw the hammer down there with a dunk, and it went off the back of the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. And now the Cougars are going to go to their bench. They're bringing in all subs. So both teams going deep into their bench here as we start this second half of play. Boddy with it outside. Boddy on the dribble. Picks it up. Looking for help. Gives it off to number 10. That was Davis. Back out to Nicholson. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is no good. Gavin Vandiver underneath with a nice rebound and putback. Vandiver with his first two of the game. And the Bears are down by 31. 40-9. Cougars with the basketball. We'll try to get all these numbers, a bunch of these players that didn't play in the last game, so try to figure out who they are. Number zero in there, that is Porter Burton. Also in, as the three-pointer is shot and missed, is number 10, that is Keaton Melton, which he's played quite a bit. Three-pointer now on the way by Davis, no good. Rebound by Robbins, knocked away by Vandiver. Good hustle by Gavin Vandiver. He's made a couple of good plays since he come in here in the second half. Going against a much bigger Sebastian Robbins, who looks like he'll go 6'7 or 6'8. He's a big boy. Basketball around the outside for the Cougars. Melton out to Burton. Burton to Melton. They lob it in to Robbins. Robbins pushed all the way underneath. Physical play there by Gavin Vandiver. He's going to draw the foul. His first. And that'll send Robbins to the free throw line. 5:57 left to play third quarter. Free throw on the way by Robbins is good. His third point of the ball game. Second shot is up. It's good. So Robbins now with four. Bears quickly back the other way. Rice Nicholson with it on the baseline. Jumper up is no good. Rebound pulled down by Mulkey. Cougars back the other way. Mulkey on the dribble, left side. Comes out front to Burton. Now to Melton on the wing. They swing it back around to Robbins. To Mulkey. Mulkey looking inside. Drives, kicked it back out. Trying to get all the players in here. Looks like a turnover there. A bad pass number 35 is Tyler. And looking for the name, Tyler Moorhead. Rebound on the opposite end, though, after a missed shot by the Bears. Burton had the ball knocked away. Good steal there by Nicholson. Nicholson to the basket. He'll put it up and in. So Rice Nicholson with his first two. Couple of buckets here for the Bears here to start this third quarter. The lead is at 31. Robbins inside, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. They're good defense again by Vandiver. Checking back in now for the Cougars, or checking in for the first time, I should say, Justin Brewer. Got a timeout taken. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to the A.O. Hudson Center. The Bears and the Cougars. Cougars with a 31-point lead, 42-11. They led by 33 at the end of the half. Davis with it in the corner. Shot up is blocked. Good block there by the Cougars. Melton now will race it up the floor on the right side. Back out front to Mulkey. Mulkey looking inside. They swing it around, trying to work it into Robbins, who's guarded there by Vandiver. Robbins is going to be called for the charge. Another good defensive play by Gavin Vandiver. Used muscle there, moved Robbins out, and then when Robbins turned to go to the basket, he ran right over Vandiver. Inbound play, Nicholson will bring the ball up. Rice on the dribble. Gives it off the body. They swing it around the outside. Out to Davis. Thought about the three. Body's going to pull up for the jumper. It's good. Colton Body's first two. And the Bears are down by 29 now. 42-13. With a basketball. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Vandiver inside. He'll hand the body. Body up the floor. To number 11, Gatewood. Out to Body. He fires for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Gatewood, and then we're going to have a tie-up and a jump ball will belong to the Bears. Here, number 11's there going for Brewer and Gatewood. Melton out now, and we got another player checking in. We'll try to get the name and number for you here in just a minute. Gatewood had it. Gets it to Body. Back out to Nicholson. Nicholson drives in. And we're going to have a foul called on the Cougars. Number five for the Cougars has checked in. And number five is Caden Wiseman. The Wiseman in. Rebound, the Bears with the inbound. Three-pointer on the way by Gatewood is good. Richard Gatewood in the scorebook with 3 points. Bears have already matched their point total from the first half, actually surpassed it by two. Robbins has it top of the key, swings it around to Wiseman. Wiseman back out to Mulkey. Mulkey drives in, kicks it back out. Wiseman for three. That's on the way, no good. Long rebound. Comes out to Robbins. They swing it around the outside. Wiseman inside to Robbins. Robbins turns, goes to the basket. He's going to draw a foul. I believe that's going to be on Vandiver. Gavin with his second. It's going to send Sebastian Robbins to the free throw line. Robbins with 4 points on the night. I guess late afternoon. Make it five now as he knocks down the first free throw. More substitution here for the Cougars as they bring Burton back in. Second shot by Robbins is on the way off the rim, no good, and we got a lane violation anyway, so it wouldn't have counted. So the Bears get the ball back, down by 17, 43-16. Or excuse me, down by 27. We wish it was 17. Bears with the basketball. Colton Boddy, his pass is going to be stolen. Nice steal there by the Cougars, number 11, that's Brewer. He puts it in for two, and quickly back the other way, Bears on offense. Down again by 29. Pass back out, Boddy with it. Gives it off to Gatewood, over to Rice, Nicholson. Nicholson puts the shot up, no good. Vanderer with a rebound. His shot is blocked. Ball's loose on the floor. And diving after it, Vandiver down there fighting for it. Gets it off to Boddy. His shot no good. And the rebound pulled down by number five. That is number five is Weiss with a basketball. Cougars outside. Brewer. And his pass is knocked away. Actually touched last by the Cougars. So it'll be Bear basketball. Bears sending in another substitution. Slade Ray in. Number 11, Gatewood, going to get a breather. Cougars now with more substitution here. We'll try to check all the numbers. Number 35 in. That is, again, number 35 is Moorhead. Also in the ball game is number 13, Carson Mahan. Ball's knocked loose. Touched last by the Cougars. Out of bounds. Bears basketball on the baseline and from under their own basket. Rice Nicholson to trigger the ball in. Looking to come in. They'll bring it into Vandiver. To Ray. Over to Nicholson. It goes through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears. Run a good play there. Had him open, but he just couldn't hang on to the pass. 45-16. It's a 29-point Cougar lead. Cougars with the basketball. Wiseman out on the wing. Swings it into the corner. Three-pointer up by Burton. It's no good. Rebound by Nicholson. Rice turns, looks up the floor. He'll bring it across half court on the dribble. Gives it on the wing to Gatewood. Back out to Boddy. Back to Ray. Slade is going to put the shot up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by the Cougars' number 11, Justin Brewer. He dribbles up the floor. Picks it up. Hands off to Wiseman. Over to Mahan. He'll fire for three. That's long. And going to go out of bounds, but stay back in. Good effort there by the Cougars. Wiseman out to Brewer. Brewer will give it back to Wiseman. And they'll set up the offense. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. With it, Moorhead back over to number zero. That was Burton. He couldn't get the shot to go, and the rebound controlled by Vandiver for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 34 seconds left to play here in this first half, or in this third quarter. Three-pointer up and in. Good shot there by Richard Gatewood. His second three. He's the leading scorer in the ballgame for Mammoth Spring with six. Makes it 45-19. Quickly around the outside. Almost a steal there by Gatewood. To the basket, putting it up and in is Brewer. Gatewood gambled, went for the steal. Brewer had a lane to the basket and got the easy layup. Gatewood's going to fire another three. It's good. Gatewood with three three-pointers. And at the end of three, your score, 22-47. The Cougars lead Mammoth Spring. And we'll be back here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Come to the Grubaugh Christmastime Pricing Event, where you get better than employee pricing. That's right, you pay less than we pay. Stop by today before they are all gone.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to the A.O. Hudson Center. They come back quick out of that break from the quarter, about 30 seconds, and we're back playing. Melton hit a three for the Cougars, who are back up now 50-22. It's like a 28-point lead. Three-pointer again on the way, no good. Rebound by Slade Ray, and he's going to be fouled by Wiseman. Bears will inbound. 7:25 to play here in the ball game. It has been all Cougars from the start. They led 16-3 at the end of one, 40-7 at the end of two quarters. Gatewood, who's hit 3 three-pointers, gets it off to Body. Body, pull-up jumper from the free-throw line is good. Colton Body, he has 4 points. And the Bears are down by 26. With a basketball, Mulkey out to Wiseman. Wiseman lobbing it in to Robbins. Robbins turns. Puts it up over the edge of the rim for two. Sebastian Robbins now with 7 points. Body with a basketball. Swings it out to Gatewood. Gatewood to Ray. Ray's shot is blocked, but into the hands of Nicholson. Rice on the dribble, trying to get free. Gets the ball off to number 14 for the Bears. That is Landon Michaels. He missed the jumper. And the rebound come down to the Cougars. Number 14, Mulkey. Wiseman out to Brewer. Brewer swings the ball around to Melton. Melton looking inside. Back over to Mulkey. Down to 6-12. Inside to Robbins. Robbins went up for the dunk and missed it. That's two dunks the Cougars have missed here in this ball game. With a basketball pass inside. Back out. Gatewood for three. That's on the way. That's off the rim. No good. Gatewood had hit 3 three-pointers already. Mulkey now on the dribble. He's guarded by Nicholson. Inside, they give it to Brewer. He can't get it to go. The rebound pulled down by Landon Michaels. Up the floor, Colton Body. Colton with a basketball, kicks it out to Nicholson. He'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Body with a rebound. His shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. Great effort, though, by Colton. Got the rebound. And looks like Gavin Vandiver checking in. And also back in the ballgame, number 10, Skylar Davis. The Bears, Slade Ray, set to inbound the basketball here. They'll bring it all the way back out front to Nicholson. Rice looks for the screen and gets it from Vandiver. They come back out to Ray. Now to Davis. Body on the left wing, top of the key, Slade Ray. Swings it around to Nicholson. He fakes the three, drives in. His shot is blocked, taken by the Cougars. Burton to the basket, puts it up. Blew the layup. Rebound by Mahan, no good. Now the inside rebound by the Cougars. Back out, three-pointer on the way. And Gavin Vandiver pulls down the rebound. He had it taken away, though, by number 35, Moorhead, who puts it up and in, slapped it away, and then got the easy bucket inside. Makes it a 30-point lead now. Slade Ray with it, gives it off to Davis. Davis with a nice pass inside to Vandiver. Gavin now with 4 points in the ball game and a good assist there for Slade Ray. With a basketball, Mahan has it on the wing. Takes it down to Burton. Burton will fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Cougars. More substitutions in here. Looks like Gatewood back in. And Ray will come out. Mulkey in. And Brewer out. 54-26. It's a 28-point lead. With a basketball, Colton Boddy out front. He'll give it to Nicholson. Nicholson across to Gatewood. Around to Davis. Back out to Nicholson. Now to Gatewood. Gatewood's going to fire for three. That's in and out. No good. Big rebound inside by Vandiver. Vandiver going high to get that rebound. And then it's knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. Nicholson will inbound. Rice looking to throw the ball in. Still looking. Going to bring it in to Gatewood. Gatewood on the drive. Holds up. Kicks it back out to Davis. Davis to Boddy. Colton drives in. Run into his own player. Gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson fires it up. No good. Vandiver with a rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Gavin Vandiver doing a good job on the boards here for the Bears since he's been in. 3:06 to play. 28-point lead, 54-26. Vandiver at the line. Clock continues to run here. Shot by Vandiver is off the back of the rim. No good. Gavin looking for his fifth point of the ball game. He'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound, and the Cougars lost it out of bounds. So it'll be Bears basketball down to 2:35 to play. Slade Ray in. Slade Ray in. Rice Nicholson out. Bears will inbound. Gatewood to trigger the ball in on the baseline. Looks like Brewer back in. Malky out for the Cougars. Inbound play to Vandiver. Out to Boddy. Back over to Gatewood. He'll fire the three up and in. Richard Gatewood with 12 points. The only player in double figures for the Bears. All on three-pointers, 4-3. Pass back out to Brewer. Brewer to the basket, put the shot up, couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down, no good. Fight for the rebound, taken by Vandiver, and he's going to be fouled. That is the fourth foul. It is the fourth foul on the Cougars. Next will be free throws. Boddy with a basketball. Hasn't been a lot of fouls in this ball game. Davis out to Ray. He almost lost it. Picks it back up. Gives it back over to Davis. Around to Gatewood. They quickly jump out on him. To Boddy. Colton back over. Davis for three. That's long. Rebound taken by Gatewood. Gatewood underneath to Vandiver. Vandiver back out to Ray. Slade on the dribble. Nice pass. Ray to Vandiver. And Vandiver puts it up and in. His sixth point of the ball game. So the Cougars come back the other way. With a basketball, Brewer out front. We're down to a minute to play in the ball game. Been a quick game. Mahan kicks it out. Brewer will fire the three. That's in and out, no good. Vandiver with another rebound. He'll hand off to Ray. And they'll bring it up the floor. Boddy to Gatewood. Gatewood on the dribble, gives it out to Ray. Ray, and then another pass into Vandiver. He missed this one, gets his own rebound back up. Can't get it to go, and the rebound rolls off the rim. He had a couple of shots at it, couldn't get it to fall. And the Cougars head back the other way. Wiseman on the dribble, he's going to be fouled. 24 seconds to play. Cougars with the basketball, 17 seconds. Inbound play, they bring it in to Brewer. Brewer will kick it out. And looks like Burton's just going to dribble the ball out. Good decision there. Cougars with the win. Final score, 54-31. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll have your Mammoth